Mi'ila Perakei Mishneh Dalet. We're now going to be discussing a different type of Mi'ila. The first few Mishnayis over here, we were discussing a Hano, where a person is Poigim, a person is Nene. Here we're going to be talking about what we called Nagdom to this Perak, and really we spoke about this in the Psicha to the Masechta, Mi'ila of Hoitzo. That means there's a gewisse misappropriation in putting aside a chevetz that belongs to Hegdish for something else, some use which is chulin, even before actually having hanof in the chevetz or before actually being poigim the chevetz. Let's see the case. Not aleven or kairish al hegdish. Person picked up an evan, a kaira, a beam, a tool, a screw, a nail, a 2x4, whatever it is of hegdish. Hareza loy moal. What's the discussion over here? It's in the Mufashim over here explained, based on the Gemara. Now we're talking over here about somebody who's a Gizbar of Hegdish. Either he's a Gizbar because that's taka his job, he's a trustee of Hegdish. So we say whenever somebody's a Gizbar, this is an important halacha, the definition is Yad of the Gizbar is Ki Yad Hegdish Domi. The same way he could be kainif for Hegdish, he could buy, he could sell for Hegdish. So Mele, his picking up is really biyodoy, but his biyodoy is the Yad of Hegdish. So because he picked something up, we say that he wasn't moitzi it from Hegdish. And that's what it means, Hareza loy moal. And the Mishnah contrasts that. Nisono l'chaveroy, as soon as he gave it to somebody else, he gave a rock to use, or a stone, or a beam, or whatever it is, to somebody else, there the misappropriation starts because now the chefetz is oimid b'shus acher. It wasn't used, nobody had a no, but it was yotzo m'shus hegdish, and there, hu moal v'chaveh loy moal. Which we'll have to figure out who's the moil and why is the other one not a moil. But here's the point where it's yotzo m'shus hegdish. We're talking about a gizbar shel hegdish. As soon as he puts a biyad somebody else, that's what it is. Now, it's quite clear, the few what we just said, is that a regular person who would pick something up that belongs to Hegdish, if it's done with the intent, bekavono, to actually give it to somebody else, it's already being misappropriated. So that itself would be a mi'ila behegdish. Now, Mufashim point out, this is something you have to add, but it's a little bit schwer, is the Marshal Mishnah Aleph we had where a woman puts on a piece of jewelry that belongs to Hegdish. The chayr, she should be mel as soon as she picked it up, with the intent to put it on her neck. Why does it have to be only when she actually has enough of it? Because she was already moitzit. So you're going to say also, she's a woman who does have some type of association with Hegdish. She's a gizboris of Hegdish. And because of that, there's milo. Not so gishmak, but that's what you're going to have to say. Tosfos Yomtov reads to aduch all these nekudas. Now, there's something else that Tosfos Yomtov brings up, which is an important musik. The concept of somebody misappropriating a chefetz that's entrusted to him on behalf of somebody else, and he can misappropriate it when he picks it up al menas to put it not where it's supposed to be, is a concept that we should be familiar with from Maseches Bava Metzia by a shomer. The concept is called a shaleach yad. A person is the marshal. Reuven is a shomer for Shimon on a barrel of wine sitting in his garage. Reuven picks up the barrel of wine al menas to bring it to a store to sell. He's a sheleach yad as soon as he's mechaven, as soon as he puts his hands on it, and he picks it up, that itself renders him a sheleach yad, and then he's chayv anointsim. He was already misappropriated. Why don't we say the same thing over here? That means, imishum, because the rishus of the person over here was a gizbar, is the rishus a hegdish, the shaymer also. The concept is, yad shem ki yad balabayis. As soon as he picks it up to misappropriate, that's called, he's already removing it from the rishus of the owner. Because now he's no longer holding on to it for the owner, he's holding on to it for his own personal use. Why don't we say the same thing here? The answer is that over here we're talking about mi'ila b'shoigeg. So he didn't know that it was shel hegdish, he didn't mean to misappropriate it. He's holding on to it because he thought that it was his rak. Kolzman, he thought it was his. He also has the fact that Yad Gizbar ki Yad Hegdish. So we still see him as holding on to it for the real owner, Hegdish, that is. Masha'en Kain, in the case of Shaleach Yad, Reuven knows good and well that it's Chavitz belongs to Shimon, the barrel of wine belongs to Shimon. As soon as he picks it up, he's, so to speak, being Moitziyat, Mishus Shimon, bringing it to his own Rishus for his own personal use. He's not Moil, but Shaleach Yad, right away. But the concepts are similar. Now, Like we said, we read the Mishnah, that when he gives it to somebody else, that's where he's being Meitzi of Mishus HaHegdish. Humo v'chaver loimo. What's the pshat in that? This is the halacha that we had in the beginning of the parak, that by Mi'ilo, ain't Mi'ilo HaChamilo, because any chefetz that's misappropriated is already Yotzi Mishus HaHegdish, besides for Klishoris and Kedusha Saguf of Behema. So over here we're talking about Evan or a koiro or a barrel of wine, we're talking about something that doesn't have kiddush saguf. Therefore, humal, who as soon as he picked it up, and as soon as he handed it to the other person, he's misappropriating it, it's already yotzo. Mamele chaveri, when he drinks the wine, let's say, loy mal, because it's already yotzo, mishus hegdish. Beno b'teich beisoy, let's say he didn't give it to somebody else, but he used that rack, he put it into a wall to shore up some stones. Hareza loy mal, achi yodu tachter b'shove pruta. Here's interesting. We don't see him as being moil when he's moitziit mishus hegdish. He's only moil when he actually is nana, which is the akdama that we gave in the beginning of this Mishnah, that there's mi'ilah of hano and there's mi'ilah of misappropriation. Why over here is he only chayiv when he was nana b'shova pruta, but he's not chayiv for the misappropriation? So take a look at the Rav. And the Rav says the b'no b'toich beisoy is not that he actually built it, he attached it into the wall to use as part of the wall, because if that's the case, even before his nene from the wall, building it into the wall is a misappropriation because he's moitzi et mishus, being a rack, it's now part of the wall. However, what we're talking about is that he just put it on a windowsill just to temporarily close up a window, block some rain coming in. So there, the rack is still Oymim Mekayim. He's not planning on being Meitzi Yit Mishus Hagdish. He's using that which belongs to Hagdish. So the Mi'ilo is not the being Meitzi Yit Mishus Hagdish. It's only the usage, the Hano. He's Chayiv only when he has a Shavu Prut, is worth Hano. Other Rishonim, take a look at the Tais Yomtiv, hold that even if it's actually cemented into the wall, the rack is still the same rack. And it's what's called in Bava Kamma the Sugis of Shinu, the Gabi Gazlon, a Shinu HaChoyzel Lebrios. It's easy enough to peel off the cement and return the rack L'Kamay Shehu. It's not considered Hoitzo Mishus Ha Hegdish until he actually is Mechavim L'Kach. Even if he cements it into the wall, if he plans on then when he's getting more building material, replacing this rack, so he used Hegdish, but he wasn't misappropriating it. He wasn't Moitzi at Mishus Hegdish. And therefore, he's not over until he's nana. Not al pruta shel hegdish. Let's say he took a coin that belonged to hegdish. He's a gizbar, let's say. Hareza loy moal, that's him picking it up. He's not. Nisona lechaveroi. So again, hu moal, he misappropriated, he gave it over. He's meitzit mishus hegdish by giving it over to somebody else. But the coin already was yotza lechulin. Again, he's mechuyev a korban with a tashlumin. Lechaveroi loy moal. Nisana lebalon. Here's an interesting case. He had some change that belonged to Hegdish in his pocket. He went into the mikveh, and he gives it to the person who's sitting over there in charge of the towels, collecting money for the mikveh. Afal pisha loy rochatz. Even before he actually went into the mikveh, before he showered and had hano, moal is already moal. Shehu oimaloy. The balon, the person who's in charge of the mikveh, says to him, "Hare merchatz psucha." The point of handing over the money is not when handing over the money where you can't get it back. It's where the money already gave him a schus. So the money already is biyad ha-balon. It already gave him a schus to walk in. That itself, the gizbar was already koinah the schus l'rechitza. So l'chay, the Mishnah is not saying that much. When he handed it over, that's when he bought the right to go in. What's the Mishnah being mechadish? When you look in the sugis in Bava Metzia, this is brought in biyachas to Kinyan Kesef, this Maramokim, this Mishnah. That means, when is a person koine a schus hishtamshus? When he pays for it. When a person buys apples, oranges, so there's one tzad in the Gemara over there, that you're not koine even when you paid for it. You walk into a grocery, you're not koine the apples, the oranges, until you take physical possession of it. Obviously, a person buys a right to go on the train, or he pays for the bus fare. He's not coined only when he gets on the bus. Person pays for a plane ticket. He's not being coined the plane. He's coined the right to go on the plane. And that you can't be moshech. You can't take physical possession of that. That's your coined as soon as you pay for it. So that's when the money becomes misappropriated. And it's yotze l'shus chulin. And he's chayev. And already the money, biyad habalon, is already yotze m'shus English. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So the marshal, in the case that we just said, if a person used the money of Hegdish to buy some groceries, to buy a bag of milk, container of milk rather, and apples and oranges, it could very well be that he's not moil until he actually takes physical possession of the metaltlin, because that's the way to be kind of those items. Mishnah hey, achilosoi v'achilas chaveroi. Mishnah goes back a little bit to the musogim of tziruf that we had in the previous parak, but it's musogim in the context of achilas hanon and achilas hotzo that we are learning in this parak. Achilosoi v'achilas chaveroi. He picks up a shavu prutas worth of food that belongs to Hegdish. He eats half and he feeds half. He puts it into the mouth of somebody else. Hani Yosef Anias Chaveri has some type of hanof from Hegdish that's worth a chatzi pruto and he's mahana somebody else. Achilosev Anias Chaveri or achil of his own and hanoas Chaveri. Hani Yosef Achilas Chaveri, the converse. Mitstarfin Zelazer, hano with achila, achila with hano. Hano with Hano, Achila with Achila, two different people, Amit Starfim, where one person is the responsible party. He ate and he fed. He was Nana and he was Mahana. He was Ochal and he was Mahana. He was Nana or he was and he was Oichal. The Amit Starf, the Chiddush over here is Afilu Lizman Merubo. There's no time span, there's no Kede Achila's Pras or anything like that. Chatziput is Amit Starf, to Chatziput even Lachazman. Now, what we're going to have to say is over here that when he picked it up to feed to somebody else, he's a gizbor. So, like we said in the previous mission, he's not moitzi it miyad hegdish when it's biyodoy, even with the intent to feed somebody else until he actually does feed somebody else. The makor, by the way, that mi'ilas amitzav chatziput uchatziput lazman aruko, lemaisin the mefarshim means the rab brings from the Gemara, that's a posuk. Nefesh kisimol mal, the Torah says kisimol mal, that even when it's two maisim. Sounds like it needs exes akosuv. L'maisa, what's interesting is that Yadua, that Reb Chaim, the Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi, al Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilo, says, and we've quoted this, he said many times, that Me'ilo is a form of gezel hegdish. The gedah adov is not an isra, no, the gedah is misappropriation, it's like taking. Taking is mitzayef, the same way if a Reuven would steal from Shimon a chatzi pruta, or be mazik a chatzi pruta, and then lachazman he would steal another chatzi pruta, or be mazik another chatzi pruta, then Shimon has a tvi on him. Even though the chatzi prutas of damage or of theft are lachazman meruba, they're mitzayef. So the Chayim could say the same thing over here. Not clear why you need the gzeres hakosu. Another thing worth pointing out over here is that we did have in the earlier Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, that Hano and Pegimo, where the Mi'ilo is Mishum Nene, how much he's Nene, and the usage that's Poigim in Hegdish, there a Chatzi Prut of Pegimo and a Chatzi Prut of Hano are not Mitzdarf. That's because Pegimo is loss of, and Hano is my benefit. But my benefit in terms of my hano, my achila, my misappropriation for my own purposes are all really geboit on the same idea. Over there, they are mitzdarf. That's really the side of this Mishnah. Mi'ilo of hano, how that works vis-a-vis a shliach, that Mitzvah Hashem will see in the next Mishnah, the beginning of the sixth pack.